Minnesota School of the Air. The Minnesota School of the Air presents Old Tales and New, a program for the primary grade. These broadcasts come to you by tape transcription at 11 o'clock each Monday morning and at 2:15 each Thursday afternoon throughout the school year. And today we present the second of our Christmas stories, a story all about a strange occurrence in Toyland.
Mr. Middle Willie, oh, Mr. Middle Willie, sir, there's another one here.
Hey, Mrs. Pundy? Another what? Hey, what's the matter, man?
Another customer, Mr. Middle Willie.
Well, sell her a toy. Perhaps a teddy bear. That's what a toy shop is for, Mr. Pundy. Sell her a toy. Now, let's see. Should I tie a red ribbon or a green ribbon around this elephant's neck?
Mr. Middle Willie, sir.
Yes.
She's already bought a teddy bear. She bought the one with the striped overalls. She bought him yesterday, sir.
Well, perhaps she'd like a doll of some kind this time. Now, let's see. I'll put the red ribbon around his neck. Yes, I think he'll like red. There you are, friend elephant. Now, Mr. Pundy will take you up to the front of the shop and set you on a shelf with all the other animal toys. Mr. Pundy, I shall miss all this when I leave here in a few weeks. You know, I love my toy shop very much.
Service!
And there she is, sir. She wants her teddy bear back again.
Back? Why, if she took him yesterday, how in... Oh, no, Mr. Pundy.
Yeah.
The teddy bear didn't.
Yes, Mr. Middle Willie.
The teddy bear came back?
It must have been during the magic hour last night.
Oh, dear.
At midnight, when the toys wake up, the teddy bear came back. I saw him when I dusted this morning, but I'd hoped you'd made another just like him.
I say, service, please. I want to talk to the toy maker himself.
She wants to talk to you, Mr. Middle Willie. She's angry.
Oh, well, I'll go talk to the poor woman. Mr. Pundy, we simply must work out some way so that the toys stay with the people who buy them.
The teddy bear wasn't the only one who came back last night, Mr. Billy Willie.
What?
Why, there's the yellow clown that you sold yesterday morning, and the medium-sized giraffe, and the three bear family.
Oh, dear. Answer the phone, Mr. Pundy. I'll talk to the lady.
Sir.
Oh, this all started as soon as I decided to sell the shop to Mr. Pundy and retire from business. Before that, when we sold a toy, the toy stayed with its new owner. Oh, dear, now they all come back. Yes, madam, may I help you?
You're Mr. Middle Willie, who runs this toy store?
Yes, I'm Mr. Middle Willie, the toy maker.
Well, that teddy bear on the third shelf, the second one from the end, I bought that teddy bear yesterday and took him home. He was to be a Christmas gift for a young neighbor of mine. When I looked for him this morning, he was gone. And there he is. Now, I paid for him, and I want him back.
This teddy bear, madam... Why, his price tag is gone, so he must have been sold. I don't know exactly how to explain it, but lately the toys have been coming back during the magic hour that starts at midnight. Well, here, I'll wrap him up for you again.
Well, that's very strange. You know, I heard a story when I was a small girl that toys always find their way back to where they want to be, to the people they love the most. But, of course, it couldn't be true. They're just toys.
Yes, they're just toys. Well, here's your teddy bear, madam.
Thank you.
I do hope you'll be a bit better behaved this time. Is there anything else you'd like today?
Well, now, I always send a gift over to the orphans' home for Christmas. For the children, you know. Now, this year, I thought perhaps a small stove that a child could play with.
For the orphans?
Yes.
Why, the finest youngsters in the world live there. I send lots of things over there every Christmas. The stoves are right over here, and we have some splendid little stoves.
Mr. Middle Willie... All the rest of the toys we sold yesterday that came back here last night, they were all picked up again by their owners. Mr. Jacobs was the last. He came for the yellow clown at 4:30.
I don't understand it, Mr. Pundit.
I don't either, sir. And I must say that the people who called and came in for their toys, they didn't exactly understand it either at first.
In all the years I've run the toy shop, this has never happened before. And here it's almost Christmas. Why ruin the business unless the toys will stay with the people who buy them?
Well, this is the third time the yellow clown came back, sir. Mr. Jacobs said if he did it again, we could keep him, sir.
He's a nice clown. I shall miss the clown. All the other toys when I turn the shop over to you, Mr. Pundy.
What will you do, Mr. Middlewilly, when you stop working?
Well, Mr. Pundy, I have no family, so I think I'll just turn my home into a kind of a toy shop and make toys just for fun. Yes, and I give the children at the St. Martin's Orphans Home. Give them the toys. Yes, I'd like to do that.
Mr. Middlewilly, what if...
What if what, Mr. Pundy?
Mr. Middlewilly, what if the toys you make won't stay with the orphans but keep coming back to your house?
Why, I'm sure they wouldn't do that. Would they, Mr. Pundy?
I don't know, sir. I really don't know.
Well, neither do I, Mr. Pundy. And it's getting late. The doors and windows are locked. As if locked doors and windows could keep out a toy that's magical at midnight. Well, good night, Mr. Pundy.
Good night, Mr. Middlewilly. And try to hope for the best, sir. Good night.
It happened again last night, Mr. Middlewilly. That teddy bear left my house, and there he is on your shelf. Third shelf, second teddy bear from the end. The one in the striped overalls. And what's more, Mr. Middlewilly, that teddy bear carried the small stove I bought for the children's home. He carried it right back here, because there it is on the table by the door. And that stove couldn't have gotten back here by itself unless the teddy bear carried it.
Oh, dear, dear. The stove, too. And there's Mr. Jacob's clown again.
I don't understand this a bit, Mr. Middlewilly. I've been buying toys here for years, and this has never happened before.
Well, I don't understand it either, madam. They seem to want to stay here.
Well, I happen to be coming downtown anyway, so I thought I'd stop by and pick up my things. And by the way, I wondered if you might have a small bonnet for a doll. I've dressed a doll for Christmas for a young niece of mine.
Bonnets, yes, yes, we have bonnets right in this case here. Blue bonnets, pink bonnets, and white bonnets.
A white bonnet, I think, with lace about the brim.
This one?
That will do very nicely, Mr. Middlewilly.
Yes, it's a lovely bonnet. That'll be 35 cents, ma'am.
Well, look very lovely on the doll. Here you are.
So I'll answer it, Mr. Middlewilly.
Thank you, Mr. Pundy. I'll wrap the bonnet in its small box right with the stove and the teddy bear. Yes, I'm certain the children who get these things for Christmas will be offering...
Mr. Middlewilly.
Yes, Mr. Pundy.
Mr. Middlewilly, it seems the yellow clown came back again last night. Mr. Jacobs is on the phone. He's quite upset. He says we can keep the clown if we send him his money back.
Oh, well, I'll talk to Mr. Jacobs. Mr. Pundy will finish wrapping your things, madam. Won't you, Mr. Pundy?
To be sure.
Yes, well, I'll go talk to Mr. Jacobs. Oh, what'll I say to him? I don't know. Oh, dear, dear. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve, and people are wanting their money back. Whatever will I tell Mr. Jacobs? Christmas Eve, Mr. Pundy.
A Merry Christmas Eve to you, Mr. Middlewilly.
Mr. Pundy, have you looked at the shelves of toys this morning?
I have, Mr. Middlewilly.
Then you've noticed that all the toys are back. Some that we sold a week ago, they came back last night.
The teddy bear carried the stove back again. I think he must have worn the bonnet. He couldn't have carried that, too, without wrinkling it.
Yes, I thought the same thing. He wore the bonnet.
In a moment, everyone will be calling up and coming in again. Mr. Middlewilly, they'll all be quite upset.
Yes, they will.
What will we do, Mr. Middlewilly?
Well, I think we must give all the people their money back like we gave Mr. Jacobs his money back for the clown.
You mean we can't ever sell these toys to anybody?
Mr. Pundy, do you remember the lady that bought the teddy bear and the stove and the little white bonnet with the lace?
Oh, she was the lady that wore rubbers. I remember her.
Well, she was in here the other day, and she told me a story she'd heard when she was a very little girl. She said that she'd heard that toys always find their way back to where they want to be, to the people they love the most.
Oh, what an odd thing for the lady with the rubbers to have said.
Mr. Pundy, last night I stayed up until nearly 10 o'clock thinking.
You did, Mr. Middleby?
I did. I thought about what the lady said. I think, Mr. Pundy, that these toys must love me.
Why, of course they do, Mr. Middlewilly. That's why they come back. And that's what the lady with the rubbers said.
Hey, Mr. Pundy, I have agreed to sell you the toy store.
Yes, Mr. Middlewilly.
Mr. Pundy, if these toys won't stay with their owners, if they come back because they want to be with me, then, well, then...
Yes, Mr. Middlewilly?
There seems to be only one thing to do, Mr. Pundy.
Yes, Mr. Middlewilly?
When I go, I shall take all the toys with me. I shall pay you for them, since you couldn't sell them. And I shall take them with me. They'll be happier with me.
Oh, they will be happier, sir. But what will you do with so many toys? Is your house big enough for all of them?
I thought of that too, Mr. Pundy. My house isn't big enough yet. You're quite correct about that. And furthermore, toys were never meant to be sat on the shelf. They were meant to be played with by children.
But you're right. Children.
Yes, that's what toys are for.
Why, you're quite right, Mr. Middlewilly. But where will you find so many children?
Well, I thought of that, too. So this morning, I got up very early and went to see the lady who is in charge of St. Martin's Home for Children. She has agreed to let me move my whole house into the backyard of the orphanage. And I shall move all the toys there, where children can play with them all day long. And they can come home to me at night.
What a splendid idea, Mr. Middlewilly.
Yes, and I'm going out now to supervise the men who are moving my house this morning. I shall take the yellow clown with me so he won't be so lonesome. This afternoon, the men will move all the toys so that when the children wake up tomorrow, they'll find as their Christmas present from Mr. Middlewilly a whole house full of toys. I shall be back for the toys very soon. Goodbye, Mr. Pundy.
Oh, goodbye, Mr. Middlewilly. I'll get them ready. Well, if this isn't the strangest thing that's ever happened in a toy shop. Oh, but what a splendid thing. What a perfectly splendid idea.
Today's story play, A Strange Occurrence in Toyland, was written by Betty Gerling. In the cast were Irv Fink as Mr. Middlewilly, Mark Spink as Mr. Pundy, and Alice Rice as the woman, all members of the University Radio Guild. This program was produced by Duane Zimmerman with music by Dee Scheinblum. Our engineer was Larry Larson. The Minnesota School of the Air has just presented Old Tales and You, a program for the primary grade, broadcast by transcription at 11 o'clock each Monday morning and at 2:15 each Thursday afternoon. One week from today, we'll bring you the story play, The Very Smallest Angel. Your announcer has been Don Felton.